It's the new moon, which at this time of year brings a unique sight. Only now does the returning crescent moon, low in the west just after sunset, take the shape of a smile. For most of the U.S. and all of Canada, the moon's crescent normally has a slant to it, making it look more like an archer's bow. But the angle the zodiac makes to the western horizon is now at its most vertical, which is what plops the moon on its back, so to speak, and gives it the appearance most like a bowl or letter U. Watch the western horizon at dusk the next several evenings, and if it's clear, you'll spot that slender, smiling crescent in that singular orientation around midweek. The sky offers other milestones, too. We are now starting the period when sunlight increases at its maximum rate of the year. For most places, sunlight now grows by about 3 minutes per day. What were the other winter milestones? Well, they started December 7th with the darkest afternoon, meaning the day with the earliest sunset. The next milestone was the solstice on December 21st, which was the shortest day. That's when, in olden times, people went nuts and sacrificed virgins, aligned boulders, or beat drums. But nowadays, local zoning ordinances discourage human sacrifices. The next milestone was January 5th, the darkest morning, meaning that was the latest sunrise. After that, the following milestone was the climatologically coldest week, the third week of January. Then after that, the next milestone was Candlemas, or Groundhog Day, February 2nd, marching the traditional midpoint of winter. And now, this penultimate milestone, when daylight starts growing at its fastest clip. There's just one more to come, the end of winter on the equinox on March 20th. That will be the best time for the sacrifice. So see if you can get the local ordinances changed before then. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.